My winners and weasels this week are unusual. I find both of them rather vulnerable, all right? One especially vulnerable, but I'm positive I'm right on both counts. In fact, on my weasel, I consulted Rhea Hughes because I wasn't sure of this one, because I know the biases our judges bring with them to this show, all right? But I will start with the winner of the week. And you know what? I don't think there's any doubt about this one. Because even now, 4 days later, it's almost like it didn't happen. It was almost like a Twilight Zone moment where, like, did that really happen? Did Chase Utley actually say, I'll do anything I can for one day to promote the Phillies? I will help Ruben Amaro in his efforts to change the perception of the 2014 team so that fans will believe they really have a chance. That's what that was about. Yeah. Lee, is there any doubt in your mind that's
None.
What it was about?
No, there's no question.
But what are the odds prior to this year in the current state of the Phillies that Chase Utley would come forward and agree to do all that he did Monday to try to make that happen?
That's the kind of guy you want on your team, right?
Without a doubt.
A guy who's trying to do everything to help you, you know, just public perception-wise. We know what he does on the field.
And I must be honest, I don't think it worked. Maria, do you think it worked?
Did you suddenly get this upsurge
of optimism in the city?
No, but I appreciated the effort. I will say that. And what was really fun was he also did a Twitter takeover of the Phillies account for a little while. That was a riot. That was really funny.
He did a lot. He had some bumpy moments. He had a fight with one person. We got along great with him, and I thought he was terrific. And look, he is not the most loquacious guy. He doesn't speak all that much. But what I felt was a real honest belief. I guess as a player, you need to believe that they're going to be way better than people think, and that, in fact, if things line up right, they could contend.
Well, I believe he thinks that. It's clear that they're putting a lot on Ryan Howard, because I think he mentioned Ryan Howard's name at least a dozen times.
See, that to me is
that
the biggest flaw in the argument. The biggest flaw in the argument is that somehow Ryan Howard's going to become a 40 home run, 120 RBI guy again.
The middle of the lineup.
How is that going to happen? Can you even picture that? Close your eyes and try to picture Ryan Howard hitting bombs all over the field again and being healthy for a whole year.
It'd be nice.
And not breaking down at all and being the RBI machine he was 5 years ago. I can't even picture it. You understand? It's been so long since he was that good. I don't think it could happen. But Utley believed it, and Utley stated the case for the team. Here's a sample of Chase Utley's campaign on Monday.
Not having Ryan Howard in lineup for much of the year last year was big, too. So having these guys back, I think we'll see what happens. I think if we can get it together and our pitching can stay strong and our offense can stay healthy, we'll give him a run.
You know what? I came away with that. He's a good guy, you know? He really is a good guy.
He's just a baseball player trying to protect animals. Good guy. Doesn't try to go outside the lines of anything.
No, doesn't really get too involved in the day-to-day PR aspects of the job.
You could tell he didn't like what Papelbon did, but he didn't go overboard with it.
Yeah.
He said that should stay in the locker room.
Yeah.
But he just, I thought, as good a job as you could do if you're understated the way Chase Utley is, he did on Monday.
Yeah.
I thought he was our winner of the week. All right, our weasel of the week, it did come down to two. I won't tell you the other one because somebody's going to get it and probably win weasel of the week. My weasel of the week is Alex Rodriguez, not only because he got the all-time biggest ban in the history of baseball, an entire season, including any playoffs, but in addition to that, the 60 Minutes piece that came out revealed details that I believe. Now, some people don't believe this Anthony Bosch guy, because he had oil dripping off him.
A little bit.
He was as greasy an individual as you could find. But he's a drug dealer. I did not think that Alex Rodriguez was getting his PEDs from, a monastery. I assumed he was dealing with a creep, and it was very clear he was. But at one point, Bosch described how bizarre his relationship with Rodriguez got, because Rodriguez needed to have a blood test done at exactly a time when it would not show positive. Mm-hmm. And it was 8 p.m. in a nightclub. And I let him pick up the story.
So we ended up drawing the blood in the bathroom of this one restaurant slash bar slash club in the bathroom stall at 8 p.m.
With the crowd there.
With the crowd right
there. People coming in and out of the men's room, I take it, and you're in a stall with Alex Rodriguez drawing his blood.
Yes. As crazy as that sounds.
What were you thinking?
I'm not getting paid enough.
So anyway, there are other good ones. I know there's plenty of different people, and even that story you could name for your weasel. But I'm going to name Rodriguez because he is. Oh, and the other thing about it, Rhea, and this is what's amazing because this has become like a subtopic now. At least, even though I hated what he said, at least Bud Selig did sit down and talk. At least every other, this guy sat down and talked. There's only one guy who doesn't talk. All right, he's at the hearing. He asks for arbitration. He goes to the hearing. He storms out before he can be sworn in to testify. Now, 60 minutes to do an investigation. If you're innocent, don't you want to preach your side of the case? Yeah. Not him. He is talking to nobody but Mike Francesa at the WFAA.
Thanks for Mike.
Because he knows that Mike and he are friendly and he'll get taken care
of. Can he go to spring training?
That's the next argument. Technically, yes.
Because he's only banned from the regular season and postseason,
no,
right?
Well, he's banned from an entire year, but it doesn't ban you from preparing. It doesn't ban you from, honing your skill.
What a show.
And he wants to. All right?
I want that.
That would not be in good taste.
Oh, anything that could really upset the Yankees is good for me.
I'm sorry, Hollis, I missed that. What was that?
Awkward.